The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, from time to time, we're going to be bringing you Quick Tip Tuesdays, just like the one you're listening to right now. They're designed to get you in and out quickly. That's why they're called Quick Tip Tuesdays. So I hope you enjoy. Howdy, hey, how's it going? Brock Johnson here, and today I am coming to you with an episode about Instagram, specifically Instagram consistency. And for that reason, right along with it, one of the best ways to grow your Instagram, one of the best practices, one of the best things you can do, the best tips I can give is to be consistent. Consistency is king. So with that in mind, let me explain to you very briefly, very quickly, what Instagram consistency looks like and what it is. Now, again, I should add an asterisk before everything I'm about to say. You need to know the best practice for your audience. Every audience is different. Some audiences love Instagram stories. Some would love it if you went live on Instagram every single day. Some want you to release an IGTV video twice a week. Some, like if you are Dwayne The Rock Johnson, will expect you to post on Instagram 5 times per day. But chances are you're not Dwayne. Chances are your audience is different than his. It's different than Dwayne The Brock Johnson, which is me, except for my name isn't Dwayne, it's just Brock Johnson. And your audience is different than my mom's, and your audience is different from all of your friends. You have different audiences, so you can't simply take the best practices and automatically apply it to your profile. So I'll add the asterisk of all of the things I'm about to share are the general guidelines, the general best practices that I'm going to recommend as an Instagram marketing coach. But I will say, do some research, do some audience testing, do some trial and error, and see what your audience responds to best and what they prefer. Let's start with the Instagram feed, the actual pictures and videos that you post to your Instagram feed, the pictures and videos that end up on your Instagram profile on your grid. I recommend posting 1 time per day on the feed, maybe twice per day, no more than 3 times per day. Some of you also might find that it's best for you to post every other day. As people are moving more and more to Instagram stories and less on the feed, some people are actually seeing increased results from posting 1 time every 2 days, so every other day. And the key thing that you want to look for here is drop-offs in engagement. If you can post 1 time every other day and get 50 likes and 5 comments, but if you start posting every day and suddenly your engagement drops to 20 likes and 2 comments, then you know that every other day is best for you. But let's say you post every other day, you get 50 likes, 5 comments, and then you start posting every day, 50 likes, 5 comments. Twice a day, 50 likes, 5 comments. 3 times per day, 20 likes, 2 comments. Then we know that our sweet spot is 2 times per day. Our goal is to post as frequently as possible while still producing quality content and not having any drops in engagement from our audience. So it's important to make sure to check those analytics on your business account, check those numbers out, watch how many likes you're getting, watch how many comments you're getting, and find your own personal sweet spot. The next form of consistency that I'm going to talk about is Instagram stories consistency. This one will probably require a little bit less testing. It is a little bit easier to test, but this one applies to more people. I've noticed that most people should be posting at least 10 times per day on their Instagram story. Some people can post a little bit more, up to 20 times, but for most people, if you start to go too high, your audience won't watch all the way through. Those little dashes up at the top will turn into just little tiny bullet points, and nobody wants to commit to watching an Instagram story for that long. So that's why I recommend posting 10 times per day on your Instagram story. And the huge factor, the huge piece of this that most people miss is that you can't just post 10 times at once. You can't just repurpose a bunch of content in the evening. You can't just download your Snapchat story and throw it up on your Instagram story and say, well, I got to 10, I'm good. You need to be posting throughout the day, focusing on documentation rather than creation. We need to be posting throughout the day, in the morning, middle of the day, early afternoon, late afternoon, evening, nighttime. Every time we post, our bubble will be moved back to the front of the queue, and our general story overall will increase in views because of that. And of course, that will lead itself to more engagement and a higher amount of responses from your audience. So for Instagram stories, 10 times per day throughout the day. When it comes to Instagram lives, I would recommend 1 to 2 live videos per week. It seems that most people are finding success in this sweet spot. If you're going live on Instagram every single day, maybe that works for you, but chances are your audience might see that as white noise. So I would recommend adding more value to your Instagram live videos and going live once or twice a week. And you can then take those live videos, make sure that they save to your camera roll, and upload them as an IGTV video. And overall, I'm not the biggest fan of IGTV. I don't think it's the best place for you to focus your time and energy, especially if you're lacking on your feed, your stories, or live videos. But if you're already creating a live video once or twice a week, you might as well save that video and repurpose it onto IGTV. Because Instagram Lives only last for 24 hours after upload, anyone who's trying to consume your live video 25 hours later won't be able to watch it. But if you immediately upload it to your IGTV, it becomes evergreen content, which you then can release once to twice a week or however frequently you are posting on IG Live, and you won't even have to really think about the content too much. It won't require that much additional production. That's it for my consistency tips. I hope you can find some consistency on your Instagram and begin growing your account very soon. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.